This is Terry Mackley with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. Pearls from Glenn Miller and An Oyster from Fats Waller begin this show. Although Fats Waller's Oyster is not the only one, Frank Sinatra's Love is. We have two in one from Artie Shaw and three from Duke Ellington. And then Heat and Cold from Billie Holiday and Fletcher Henderson and Sunshine from Ray Charles. We waltz in the clouds with Harry Leader and then in Tennessee with Patti Page. We stay in Tennessee with Chuck Berry and then go somewhere else with Tommy Dorsey and George Scott Wood. We finish very green with Mel Torme and Jim Lowe. So we start with A String of Pearls. A String of Pearls was written by the Glenn Miller Band's principal arranger, Jerry Gray, and was a number one hit for the band in 1942. A String of Pearls is yet another example of a tune that the record company decided to issue as a B-side, but was preferred by the record-buying public, and of course the disc jockeys who promoted the tune on their radio shows. A lovely bit of 1940s swing, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, A String of Pearls. Miller Band in 1942, A String of Pearls. Now, I believe that pearls come from oysters. I suppose we might describe Fats Waller's rendition of the song You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew as a musical pearl. Certainly it was a very successful song for Waller, although Ozzie Nelson did record the song a bit before Fats Waller and His Rhythm cut this version on September the 28th, 1934 in the HMV studios at the Lieberkranz Hall on the north side of East 58th Street in New York. Fats Waller and His Rhythm, You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew.
However, I'm convinced, completely, fully, firmly convinced, you're the only one for me. You're not the only wriggle in the prune. You're not the only apple on the tree. Still in all a fact, perfectly logical, positive fact, you're the only one for me. So well supplied, the very things I see. Oh, mercy, baby, your smile is refreshing. Kiss is so unique. When I'm round, I'm susceptible and weak. I love you, so to speak. There's 7 million people in New York. 50 million freshmen in Paris. Not to mention such as English, Irish, Italians, and Dutch. But you're the only one for me.
Yes, Fats Waller and His Rhythm. Our next selection was originally titled Music from Beyond the Moon, a song from 1947, written by Guy Wood and Jack Lawrence, and it was recorded by Vic Damone. The song didn't take off, and in 1952 it reappeared with new lyrics by Robert Mellin as My One and Only Love. The following year, Frank Sinatra released his take on the song as the B-side to I've Got the World on a String. But it was when My One and Only Love was recorded by saxophonist Charlie Ventura that it came to the notice of jazz players and entered the realm of jazz standards. This is Sinatra in 1953 with Nelson Riddle and a distinctly romantic ballad approach to the song My One and Only Love.
The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I'd give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. And the blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love.
My one and only love. Frank Sinatra, with an orchestra directed by Nelson Riddle. Now, two in one. In October 1941, a young arranger named Paul Jordan brought some musical arrangements to Artie Shaw, which interested Artie Shaw with their progressive ideas. In the few months before the US entered World War II, and up until the time Shaw formed his US Navy band, Paul Jordan provided arrangements for the Shaw band. This is Paul Jordan's two-in-one blues, recorded at the final session of the Artie Shaw Civilian Band.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw Band with Paul Jordan's Two in One Blues. In August 1930, vocal group The Rhythm Boys, Al Rinker, Harry Barris and Bing Crosby, recorded Harry Ruby and Burt Kalman's Three Little Words with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. The song was used in the film Check and Double Check. The Duke Ellington Band are shown performing the song in the film in quite a different version, with The Rhythm Boys providing the vocal chorus, but with apparently members of the Duke Ellington Band miming to the Rhythm Boys' vocal. This is the August 1930 recording of the song. It seems to me that this works much better than the film version. The Duke Ellington Orchestra plus the Rhythm Boys. Three Little Words. Duke Ellington Orchestra featuring the Rhythm Boys, Three Little Words. For Billie Holiday now, it's too hot for words. It may well have been too hot in July 1935 in New York when the Teddy Wilson Band featuring Billie Holiday recorded the song It's Too Hot for Words.
Thank you. make love okay. Let's find a cozy nook beside a babbling brook. Let's find a shaded tree, let the lovebirds talk for you and me. Cause it's much too hot for words, why bother with conversation? Goodness knows my eyes is closed, all I dare to say, all I care to say, it's too hot for words.
Teddy Wilson Orchestra in 1935 with Billie Holiday. It's too hot for words. Perhaps the godfather of swing, Fletcher Henderson, and his Roseland Orchestra now in 1929, with a number much recorded by jazz outfits of the time, Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh's Freeze and Melt. I must admit to being a little confused, as although the song is credited to Dorothy Fields' lyrics and Jimmy McHugh music, I have yet to come across any vocal version of the tune with the lyrics. Henderson's Roseland Orchestra, Freeze and Melt.
Thank you.
Fletcher Henderson's Roseland Orchestra in 1929, Freeze and Melt. We possibly carry on with the melting in this next one, as this is the state song of Louisiana, You Are My Sunshine. The song was first published and copyrighted in 1940 by Jimmy Davis and Charles Mitchell. Davis went on to be governor of Louisiana from 1944 to 1948 and again from 1960 to 1965 and used the song for his election campaign. You Are My Sunshine, however, probably dates back much earlier. Earlier versions were not copyrighted. In 1962, Ray Charles with the Raylettes and Margie Hendrix reached number one on the Billboard Hot R&B Singles Chart and number seven on its Hot 100 chart with this version of You Are My Sunshine.
The other night, as I lay sleeping, oh, I dream I held you in my arms. Mistaken. Do you know that I hung my head and cried? Oh, you are my sunshine.
My sunshine.
Oh, my only sunshine.
My
oh, girl, you make me
you
happy
make
sometimes.
Me happy.
My skies are gray.
The skies are gray.
Mm-hmm. You never, never,
you
know,
never
know,
know
how much I love.
Listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. And that was Ray Charles, You Are My Sunshine. Now, to dispel that sunshine, we have a cloudburst. Cloudburst was written by jazz and R&B guitarist Leroy Kirkland in 1954. And he recorded the tune with his band as Claude Cloud and his Thunderclaps. A few months later, John Hendrix added lyrics and recorded his vocal version with the Dave Lambert Singers. And so, when vocal trio Lambert, Hendrix and Ross formed in 1959, it naturally entered their repertoire. Lambert, Hendrix and Ross, Cloudburst.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown, because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first you were my love, cause that's when the old gray cloudburst. My heart really flew the day you crossed my eye. I hope that we two will never say goodbye. Clouds of gray have silver linings when they're reversed.
I found your love, and that's when the old great cloud burst.
Baby, I'm gonna tell you about your loving, and you're kissing, and you're hugging, and you're sweet, turtled up, and pretty baby. I won't be satisfied till you're in play. Here comes the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, maybe listen to my story. It's terrifically true. I want to find a way to tell you that I really go for you. I hope you'll believe me, baby, because you certainly do. Because you're thrilling me, really, really thrilling. When you tell me that you probably got a kind of crush on me, it moves me, grooves me. How divine can one woman be? Oh, little darling, I'm really falling. You got me goofy and gay. I'm gonna get carried away. Just think you're gonna be mine someday. Oh, let's spin a little, pack a little, stop a little, spark a little, live a little, pop a little, maybe a little, pop a little, baby. Every time you're always so near, nobody loves me like you, dear. Let's talk a little, tease a little, pop a little, squeeze a little, cry a little, sigh a little, maybe have to lie a little bit. Gonna tell you the truth, cause I love you and that's it. Cause I love you, baby, 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 with all my heart. Ooh, listen to me while I say a little, lot of little ladies get away, because I know, pretty baby, I know, pretty baby, I know you're the one. Yes, you're the one, I knew it when I met you, what a big to get you. Find a little girl to make you love your life. Don't ever leave me. That's flipping it and really want to ruin the plot. Light as a breeze through the trees, boy. Pleasant as one summer breeze, boy. Well, I'm a lucky lover, a lucky lover. I got the love you should discover.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown, because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first you were my love, cause that's when the old great love burst.
Take a look at me, boy. Take another look, take another look, take another look, take another good long look at me. And I've opened my eyes and now I see
how the gray have silver linings when they reverse. I found your love, and that's when the old great love burst.
That's when the old grey cloud burst. Lambert, Hendricks and Ross. Waltzing in the Clouds is a 1940 song first recorded by Diana Durbin and sung by her in the film Spring Parade. It was recorded by several British dance bands, including, as we hear now, by Harry Leader. The vocalist is Julie Dawn. Waltzing in the Clouds. In the Clouds, Harry Leader's band featuring vocalist Julie Dawn in 1940.
Another waltz that became a big hit 10 years later was the Tennessee Waltz. The Tennessee Waltz had been a reasonable hit in 1947 for Pee Wee King's Golden West Cowboys, but it was the version by Patti Page in 1950 that became the really big hit. Patti Page's recording was reported to have sold 2.3 million copies by May 1951. It was first issued as a B-side to a song called Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, but it was quickly reissued as the A-side. Patti Page, The Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Darling, to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Patti Page, The Tennessee Waltz. So, let's stay in Memphis. This is Chuck Berry in 1959.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Thank you. consolation, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye. With hurry home drops on her cheek that trickle from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old, information please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Chuck Berry attempting to make a phone call to Memphis, Tennessee. A popular song during the First World War was Somewhere a Voice is Calling, particularly John McCormack's 1916 recording of the song. Somewhat of a transformation occurred in 1942 when the song was adapted by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with a gentle swing arrangement. Frank Sinatra is the vocalist with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra on Somewhere a Voice is Calling. Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in 1942 with the revival of a First World War song, Somewhere a Voice is Calling. The vocalist was Frank Sinatra, of course. We are still somewhere in this next one, somewhere in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it seems we are still calling. In the 1930s, piano accordion bands enjoyed quite a level of popularity. One of the pioneers of accordion music was George Scott Wood. This is his London Accordion Band in 1935. The vocalist is not named on the record label, but it could possibly be Jack Plant. Somewhere in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Somewhere in the Blue Ridge Mountains, George Scotswood's London Accordion Band in 1935. In 1956, Mel Torme had a big hit in the UK with Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart's 1926 song Mountain Greenery, although it failed to make a dent in the US charts. This is a live version of the song from Mel Torme, recorded at Marty's in New York in 1981. From Mel Torme and Friends Live at Marty's, Mel Torme, Mountain Greenery.
On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait. Must you wait? Just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. In our mountain greenery where God paints that scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh whatever the weather, Count Basie. Beans could get no keener reception in the beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. Simple cooking means much more than French cuisines. I've a banquet planned, which is sandwiches and beans. Coffee's just as grand with a little sand. Eat and you'll grow fatter, girl, smatter, girl, atta girl. When the world was young, oh, Father Adam with sin would grapple. So we're entitled to just one apple. I mean to make apple sauce. Underneath the bough, we learn a lesson from Mr. Omar. Beneath the eyes of Opa and Oma, where Mother Nature is boss. Washing dishes, catching fishes by the running stream. We'll curse the smell of citronella even while we dream. Your head upon the ground, your downy pillow is just a boulder. You'll have new dimples before you're older. But life is peaches and cream. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I'll let one sting me on the finger. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. And no matter where we may roam, we could find no keener retreat from life's machinery. Beans could get no keener reception in the beanery. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. How we love sequestering where no pests are pestering. Bless our mountain greenery.
Mel Tomé live at Marty's in New York in 1981 with Larry Hart and Richard Rogers' 1926 song, Mountain Greenery, a song that had been a big hit for Mel Tomé in 1956. We stay green to finish with A Green Door. A number one hit in the US and a number eight in the UK for Jim Lone, The Green Door.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping. Watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I'd been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
You've been listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, why not go to my website, www.terrygmackley.com. I do hope you can join me right here for the next edition of Cafe American.